that's all of that. I don't think of anything else that we missed. One thing I was going to ask you about, though, I think we talked a little bit about cooking. Is there anything special that you remember about fireplace cooking other than we talk about the spider?
Yes, yeah. I think we did.
Do you remember anything else about cooking back when maybe stoves were more primitive than there are now? A recipe or something that you particularly enjoyed that you don't fix, or something that your mother or your grandmother, somebody made, or something that you do occasionally, or anything else about farm life that you think may be vanishing? Oh, I know one that somebody was telling me about the other day that's pretty much a lost art. What about the art of drying fruits? Did you used to do that?
No, ma'am. I never have. I never have dried any fruits. My mama did, though.
Yeah. Do you remember how she did it?
Not all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether she washed those peaches,
mm-hmm.
Just cut them from the cob,
mm-hmm.
like they were, and spread them out on a clean cloth and laid them up in an old smoke house.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how long they would stay there, but they would stay there until they were thoroughly dry.
But it's amazing to me that they didn't, you know, that after they're dry, they kept.
Well, when we can't do that now, why is it?
But they kept maybe for months then, didn't
for
they?
Months, yes.
Right.
Put them in a sack, a flour sack,
mm-hmm.
and tie them up and hang them up.
Mm-hmm.
And as you needed them, you go there and get them.
Right. Well, what about drying vegetables? Did you all ever do any of that?
Yes, my daddy did. He always picked and dried peas.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't eat them all up. Even out in the fields where people would plant peas for hay. And they would go out there and pick those dry peas.
Mm-hmm.
By the sacks and hang them up,
mm-hmm.
and dry them, and when you got ready for them, you're taking that sack down and beating them out, wind them and clean them out and cooked them.
Mm-hmm. And they kept, and no insects got
in. No, that's right.
That's amazing. But what about things like pumpkin and squash and sweet potatoes and that sort of thing?
We did all of that. The pumpkins, we would just gather them and throw them up under the house, or maybe put them in a crib,
mm-hmm.
somewhere, and there they were.
Mm-hmm.
We bedded, banked the sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Now that was you dug down and...
Yeah, you dug your deep hole out down in the earth and put pine straw there,
mm-hmm.
and piled those potatoes on it. And we let them stay open maybe for a couple of days, a week or so. And cover them with pine straw. And after you thought they had dried out, or maybe you was expecting a freeze, go there and throw you some dirt on them. Heal them up.
Mm-hmm. And they stayed good.
Stayed good.
Right.
That's right.
Well, there's a question in that longer interview that we're not doing that's always intrigued me. And it had to do, I guess, with back in a time when people that lived on farms just had money once a year. That is, they just really got money when they sold the
mm-hmm.
the cotton.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, get what you call a settlement. Now, a lot of times you didn't get that.
What happened? You didn't...
No, they say they owed it. The white people say you owed it to them and they take it away from you.
And, well, now, was this a time when you had to buy your... food, your staples from the people that you rented from, like the white man that you worked for, did he also sell you?
Yes.
And that's the way that happened?
Mostly had a commissary, you know.
Well, do you actually remember this yourself?
Yes, ma'am. I can remember those days.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me how it was. I mean, how...